Sheis Nachalosai. Lamaisa, this midah of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu really complements and makes up for all that we said beforehand. Let's look at it a second. What was the first midah? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is soveil the harm which is done to him. So how do you soveil the harm? Second one, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noiseh ovein. Noiseh ovein means he carries the hezek and maintains it, even though there's a hezek which really should act against the person, like the should be chayav nisa lo alein chas v'sham. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noiseh the oven, he carries it, like by Kayin, godol avonim in sora. The third midah is lenakos, to clean up the hezek. But how do you do all those things? I think the only way you do it, Rabbi, is this midah here. This midah of l'sheiros nachalosoi is to realize that I and he are one. We are one of the same group. We are kol Yisrael arevim zeh bo zeh, and to care for each Jew. But in other words, we're together in it. We're not separate identities like by goyim. I'm just thinking of the loshen here, which you see in Vayigash. In the loshen of Vayigash, you remember when the bracha was given to I wrote it down here. Member of Kav Zayin. Member of Kav Zayin. Look at this loshen here. In by Yaakov Avinu, when they came down to Mitzrayim, so the loshen is such a beautiful loshen. Member of Kav Zayin. Nefesh. There were many nefoshes, but by Esav it says a lotion of nefoshes. Lamed vov vov. This is in Vayigash. All the nefesh, they were all one together. Now she'en came by Esav in Lamed Vov. Vov, the Lashon is nefoshos. Lamed Vov Vov. Here we are. Vayikach Esav es noshav es bonov es benoisav es kam nefoshos beisa. Nafshos beisa. Each one was an individual identity. There was no connection one to the other. The she'eros nachalosba means that kol Yisrael arevim, we're all in it together. We're the same group of people together. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares for us. Let's first of all start with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His relationship to us, we're one together. The She'eres Nachalosai. Yisrael B'Kutcha B'Richu Chadhu. We're unified, we're bonded together. That's a notion which we say in Shemaneh Esrei. Chus V'Rachim Aleinu. Chus means like Yichus, the Gaon says. Chus means we're Meyaches together. V'Rachim is general on Umos Oilam. But Kaital Yisrael is a closeness, is a warmth. And that bond is a bond of unity, which means She'eres Nachalosai. Lamaisa in Halacha, you see it coming out very strongly. Oh, in Halacha, supposing a person takes a bite of bread and he makes a hamotzi. Someone else wants to make a bracha. Someone else. Can you say a bracha? You can't say a bracha for him. Why not? Because you've already had a bracha. You've already made it. But supposing someone didn't hear Kiddush and you heard Kiddush, you can yet say Kiddush again. How can I? I've already said Kiddush. You can make Havdalah again. Why? A mitzvah you can do again for somebody else. Because kol Yisrael arevim, I am lacking for his Kiddush. I am part of his mitzvah. So if he makes a bracha, if he has a bracha, I can be moitzi in a mitzvah. I can't be moitzi him with a birchas hanenu. But birchas hamitzvah, you can be moitzi, even though you've been yotzi already yourself. Why? Because we're kulam biyachad. We're the achdus together of Klal Yisrael. And that's the middle of this quality here. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael are one together. And therefore, he can be over on Pesha, he can noise the ovine, he can take a damage, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels so close to Klal Yisrael. Lamaisa Rabbi said there were two qualities here. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship to us, and then Bein Adam Lachaveiro. We'll do that next week, Bein Adam Lachaveiro. But this week, we'll concentrate on the connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. Hine HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnaig im Yisrael v'derech zeh. Loima, ma'er sel Yisrael. What can I do with Klal Yisrael? V'hein k'roivi. We're mishpocha. We're close together. She'er vosa li imohem. I'm like a married to them. She'er is an expression of being like a husband and wife together. We're like bonded together in marriage. She'hein bas zug. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Klal Yisrael are begeder, a match, a mate. we're bonded together. There are three mishalim which this Talmud Torah brings out here. The first is the bond of marriage, where she'er is a Russian of, she'er means left over, but she'er also means an expression of bonded together in marriage. We're close together. The Koyrela Biti, and Kalisal also called Biti, Achoisi, Imi. Remember the Lashon Shir HaShir, and we'll have a look at it in a second. This beautiful connection of Kalisal. Achoisi is Bale Chochma, Rayosi is Bale Yira, Tamosi Bale Mitzvah, Yonosi is Bale Torah. All members of Kalisal are all close to me, they're all bonded close to me. And also Yisrael Am Kroiva. We say it every morning in davening. We're close to each other. We're bonded with each other. Interesting, Rabbi Yisrael, but in the Novi Yeshaya, we'll just go off the point a little bit, but this union of She'eri is a very important principle in Chesed, in caring for somebody. The Novi brings out in Yeshaya, he brings it down in the Perush down here in Halacha B'drochot. So have a look at these Mishonos here. Haloi Poras Va'orei. Give food to a hungry man. Lachmecha. Va'aniyim Murudim. And aniyim who are poor. Tovi Bais. Ki Tire Orem V'chisisa. When you see a man who's poor and has no clothing, B'Besor Haloi Tis'aleim. And from your own Mishpacha, don't hide away. First comes your mishpacha, mibesorcha lo tis'alein. Oz yibokha kashacha oyecha. If you do this, if you care for your family, if you look after your family, even though they're not on the same dalga as you, maybe they're not as close with you, but if you care for your family, mibesorcha lo tis'alein, then yibokha kashacha oyecha. Your light will shine like the dawn, va'aruchasecha mehera titzmach, and your health will be guaranteed. V'halach lefanecha tzidkecha kavoyit Hashem yasfecha. Oz tikrab. Then you'll call to Hashem, but Hashem Yaneh, he'll answer you straight away. To Shabbat, you'll call out to him, V'yoma, Hineini, Im Tosir Mitochachal Moita Shirach Etzba Zedabe Oven. If you care for your family, and you look after your family, Mivsochalotis Alein, because you're one together, that in itself is a tremendous clemency in front of Kaddish Baruch Hu. Kaddish Baruch Hu gives tremendous rachamim to such a person. The beautiful story told, which he brings down here, where David Soloveitchik once explained that Rav Chaim Oizer was in the middle of a meeting with Gedolei Torah. He was talking with him in Torah, and then he heard that one of his mishpacha had come to visit him. A poshut man, a poshut balabos, not a Talmud Chacham. And he stopped the meeting and went over to meet the mishpacha. So after the meeting, afterwards, they came to him and said, Chaim Oizer, we're in the middle of a meeting with Gedolei Torah. How can you stop to go and talk to someone of your mishpacha came to see you? So he said that by the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, the mitzvah is Lo Sucha Lis'alein V'Salamto Mehem. Sometimes a person is pardoned, doesn't have to do the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda when it's not his covered. For example, a Zvokain, who doesn't have to go into the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, that because it says V'Salamto Mehem, or by Mishpacha, it says, Ubi Besorcha Lotis Aleim. Never hide away from your Mishpacha. Your Mishpacha you must always care for. So this is Reb Chaim Oizer. Therefore, Ein Shum Heter Shel Hisalamta, Ela Bechol Mokom, Bechol Matzav, Ubi Besorcha Altis Aleim. Care for your family. Look after your family. It's a beautiful character trait. And that's what we're being at here. The She'er, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have to look after Klal Yisrael because we're one of the same together. It's my She'eri, it's my family. Achoisi, my sister, and Bonai, my child as well. Just have a look, maybe, to give you a little bit of a chizuk. In Shir HaShirim Peirut Dalet, it's a beautiful expression here of the care HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. If you have a chance, Rabbi Yisrael, when you get home or over Shabbos, look at this lashon, Peirut Dalet. Hinecha Yofer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks about Klal Yisrael. Hinecha Yofer, you are Yossi. You are beautiful, my beloved. Hinecha Yofer, Einayich Yoinim. Like the eyes of a dove, mibada tzamotzeich under your tichel saareich keida ha'izim, like the flock of goats shegol shem mehagilad coming down from mehagilad, and then Shlomo HaMelech goes into all descriptions of physical beauty. Shinaif, your teeth are keida haktsuvos, shekula matimas, everything is there. Your teeth are all there. Shekula ein behem, nothing is missing from your teeth. Kuchut hashoni sifsasayich, your lips are so. Are like a thread of crimson, and with Baruch Nove, and your words are so beautiful. Kapelach Harimo, Kemigdal David, your neck is like the Migdal of David, and he goes on. Shnei Shadayach, Kishnei Aforim, and then in the end, David HaMelech says, Shlomo HaMelech says, Kulach Yofer Hayasi, Umum Ein Bach. You're so beautiful. Kodesh Baruch Hu feels so close to Kal Yisrael. There's nothing of a blemish. There's no mum in Sam. Mum ein bach. That's what we're learning here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's connection to Klal Yisrael is so close. He says, I can't not forgive them. I have to accept Klal Yisrael because they're She'eri, they're Achoisi, they're Bonai. And that's the key of that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels so close to us. Mamash kuva yeshva imohem ubonov heim. And they're my children. V'hainu l'she'eris nachaloso. They are my family, my descendant, my zibul, loshan she'er boso. She'er boso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels in his relation to the Klal Yisrael as if he's married to them. Soif soif heim nachaloso, and also they're my inheritance. They are the ones who carry on my masoiris. Torah tzibol on the moirosh rokilas Yaakov. The ones who carry on the moirosh of Klal Yisrael, of the Torah, are Klal Yisrael. Uma oimer, uma anishem. How can I punish them? Harei hake'eb olai. If I punish Klal Yisrael, I feel the pain. Ki b'chsiv, the pasuk in Yeshaya, v'chol tzaroisam lo yitzara. In all their difficulty, there is no tzar. There is no tzar. This is a little difficult here, Rabbi. So I want to read the pasuk now to you, then you'll see what's going on. It's the pasuk in Yeshaya Samach Gimel. Let me read it out to you. Vayoma ach ami heima, bonim lo yishakeru. Vayilahem lo moshiach. V'chol tzaroisam lo yitzara. In all their difficulties, it's written with an aleph, but it's pronounced with a vav. In all their difficulty, loy tzar, I don't allow the tzar to go all the way through to them. I prevent it through the malachim, but malach michoel protects Klal Yisrael. But then at the same time, it says loy tzar, I feel the tzar. Any tzar that they have, umalach ponat hoshiyam ba'abosoy, ubechemnoso hugo olam, bainatnein bainasein konimei olam. And every time a danger comes to them, I send a malach to protect them, and they're saved. In other words, loy tzar, I feel the tzar, if anything happens to Klal Yisrael, and therefore, I won't let the damage go all the way. I'll prevent them from being harmed completely. That's what he's saying here. B'chol tzaroisam lo yitzara. K'siv ba'alef, loyma, she'tzarom magia lepele ha'elyoin. That their tzar of Klal Yisrael reaches the pele ha'elyoin, it means the du sitri, k'boshek in the du paltzufin, how I am, ani l'doidi v'doidi li. Their tzar which they have, I feel it. That's the connection. Whatever Klal Yisrael are feeling, I feel their tzar as well. Shabahen ikar ha hanhoga, and that's how I react to them. Karinam bevov loy tzar, meaning that I feel the tzar. Vatikzar nafsha v'omol Yisrael. Lefisha eino soiver tzarom ukolaynam mipnei shehem she'eres nachalosoy. We need a little bit of background here. What's going on here? If you look a little bit for this point, this inyan in Klal Yisrael, that always HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to Klal Yisrael. The whole of Sefer Shoftim is really on this theme. Sefer Shoftim is when Klal Yisrael moved away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time he sent a shofet to send them back, and then they drifted again. Where do you see it all? It all comes out in Herat Kufvav in Tehillim. Vayitzmu b'maseihem, they were tomei in their actions. Vayisnu b'maleihem, and they went off and served Avodah Zarah. Vayichaf Hashem ba'amoy, vayisoy v'esnacholosoy. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry with them, and he left them. Vayitnem b'yad goyim, and this is all a shoftim. And then he brought them in the hands of goyim, midyan, and plishtim, and amoyim. Vayimshku b'hem soneihem, and the enemies came and attacked Klal Yisrael, and then they became submitted to them. But many times I saved them. Why? Each time Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saved Klal Yisrael from the difficulty they were experiencing because he felt a part of them. Let's take one example. One example in particular is in Shoftim, Perek Yud. Just listen to these Russians. Maybe you know the story by Yiftach, but Klal Yisrael was suffering tremendously from the Plishtim and the Amoyim. Just let's have a look a little bit at this and you'll see what we're talking about here. In Shoftim, Perek Yud, Yair had died, and after Yair had died, again they drifted. All the time Klal Yisrael drifted. After Yeshua had died, and then Klal Yisrael were left in a period of, they weren't Nevi'im, but they were Shoftim. Every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a Shoftim to bring them back. Vayadus habayim ves hashtoros ves elokei aron ves elokei tzidon ves elokei molav ves elohei bnei amon. I shouldn't say elokei elohei ves elohei plishtim vayazu es Hashem v'lo avaduhu, and they left HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely. Vayicha af Hashem v'Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry, and vayim kem v'yad plishtim v'yad bnei amon, and Klal Yisrael was sold into the hands of plishtim and amon. Vayir'atzu vayir'otzu es bnei Yisrael, and they troubled and they broke Klal Yisrael. There was a tremendous Tzar of Klal Yisrael of being invaded and overtaken by Amon and Plishtim. Bashonahi Shemoyna Esrei Shon, they happened for 18 years as Kol Bnei Yisrael. Asher Ve'eva Hayadin Be'eretz Hamori Asher Vagilad. They came over the Yarden and Klal Yisrael were about to be taken over and completely conquered. Vayabu Bnei Amon Es Hayadin, they came over from Yarden. V'hilochem Gam Yehuda Uvin Yomin Ubeis Efraim Ve'etzei Yisomo, and Klal Yisrael had tremendous Tzar. Listen to what happened. Again, Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem, they called out to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lema, Chotonu Loch. They realized, this all of Shoftim is like, we've done wrong, V'hiyazabu es Elokeinu, V'anavad es Habalim. It all happened to us because we were obeyed the Baal. Look what Hashem answers. Vayim Hashem b'nei Yisrael, Halo min Mitzrayim u'min ho'emeri, u'min b'nei Amon, u'min Pelishtim, b'tzidoni b'amonek u'moin loch atzigidechem, v'titzaku elai v'oshiyeschem. Always in the past I saved you, v'atem, but now, as that, now you left me completely. I'm finished with you. I don't have anything to do with you. I will not save you. That was the answer given. Kaisel in tremendous straits, tremendous distress. You go and call out to all those gods who you worship. Awful line. If you think your savior comes from, go and worship them. Ask them to help you, because I'm not helping you anymore. That's what he says. Vayomu bnei Yisrael Hashem chotonu asei atolanu. No. We realize we've done wrong. We'll come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'chalato b'enecha. Ach hatzileinu no hayom hazeh. Look at these words now. Vayosiu es alehe hanecho. They heard the message. Mikirbom. Vayavu es Hashem. Vatikza nafsha ba'amal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt the tzar of their difficulties. That's the She'erus Nachalosai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt the Tzar of Klal Yisrael, and therefore, Vayitzaku b'nei Amon, Vayachnu b'agilad, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Yiftach, and they were saved. But the Loshon, this is what the Talmud Devar brings down. K'siv, Vatikza nafsha ba'amal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eino sovel tzar u'mukoyna mipnei shehen She'erus Nachalosai. He couldn't take it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avim Azot, couldn't take the Tzar of Klal Yisrael, and therefore they were saved. In the Sefer HaIkrim, Rav Matti Sior brings down a very interesting concept. What happened by Midian here with Yiftach is exactly the same situation as happened in Mitzrayim. If you remember in Mitzrayim, by Klal Yisrael, in Perek Gimel, do you remember? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu react to change Klal Yisrael? Why did he suddenly come round to see the Tzar of Klal Yisrael? What happened? So the Pasuk says, Gimel Zayin. Have a look at this lotion here. What changed? And then a little bit more it says. Listen to this lotion here. Same thing, the Sefer Ikrim, Matthew Sio brought it down like this. Gimel Zion. Look at this lotion here. Vayem Hashem ro'oi ro'isi es oniyami Hashem Yisrael es tzakosim shamati b'pnei noiksov ki yodati es machoivov. I know their pain. I'll help them. I felt their pain. What had happened here? Remember, the conditions in Mitzrayim were that the taskmasters of the Egyptians had made Yidden over the Yadin Yidden, and everybody had to come up with a certain quota of bricks every time. And when they didn't come up with a quota, what happened was the Noiksim beat the Yidden, the Jewish Manhigim. Why? Because they didn't supply the right amount of work which they had done. And they took it. And those Noiksov took that, and because of that, they felt the pain. They couldn't turn around to Claudius and ask them to work harder. So who had all the pain? The Noiksov. The people themselves were attacked by it. Exactly the same thing happened in Midian, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't take the pain. That's what happened in Mitzrayim. He couldn't take the pain, and because of that, matters changed. That's what happened in Midian as well. And that's why it says the Loshon of Vatikza. What's the Loshon again? Vatikza Nasha Bama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't take it. He felt so much close with Klal Yisrael. I need a doidi b'doidi li. I feel their pain, and therefore I can't allow this to happen. That's what happened in Mitzrayim. It's interesting that Matthew Seal brought down that so is the Lashon and Micha at the end. The same thing will happen in the Gula Shleima. If we hold the pain, if we care for other Yidden in the same way as the Mitzriim, in the Yidden and Mitzriim looked after their fellow Jew, the She'ez Nachalasa, so also the Gula Shleima will come about by us as well, exactly the same way. It happened in Midian, it happened in Mitzrayim, it may Noisov. They were afflicted by the Mitzrayim and they didn't want to go back to the Yidden. And because of that, the Gula came about. It may Noisov. And that's how the Gula came about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt the pain. Yes.
How long did
they labor the situation like that? The care of another Jew. That's what we'll do next week. How we were supposed to make Ben Adam Lachavelo. In other words, the middle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to care so much for Klal Yisrael. He could take the pain, and you'll see that's what there isn't time to do it this week. But if you look further, Kacha Adam Im Chaveil, so a person must relate to Klal Yisrael Heim She'er Bosa Elu Im Elu, Klal Yisrael Arevim Zebozer Mipnei Shanashamas Kulunas Yachad. We're all together in one, we're one unit together, and therefore, if you feel the tzar of someone else, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu feels the tzar of Klal Yisrael, so the midah of which we must bring out is the same midah to feel the tzar of another Yid. Once you feel the sound of another yid, then already that's the middle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the middle which happened in Mitzrayim. That was the middle which happened in Midyan. And if you feel that sound, that in itself is the middle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which arouses Rachmei Shamayim. Because they couldn't bear the pain of hitting their own fellow Jew, and because of that, that's how the Gula came about. And that's the possible Mipnei Noitzah. In the schus of that was the Gula in Mitzrayim, and that was the schus, says Matthew, so the Sefer Ikrim. The Shaitim of Klal Yisrael suffered so much because they couldn't, and that brought about the Gula, and that's what happened in Midian, and that's what happened, and that's what we'll see next week. Next week we'll see the same thing coming out. If a person can take the tzar of someone else and can feel for somebody else, like it's his pain, and he gets upset by it, then already that's a semel of a Mitzrayim as well, to feel. It's a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He feels the pain, and that's why he reacted in Mitzrayim and Midian. And so also we have to do the same thing as well, to react to someone else's pain and feel the tzar of somebody else. It's not enough just to be a goymel chesed. It's also to feel the tzar of somebody else. I think it brings down in the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is when you give tzedakah, you must also b'seva panim yafos, and to talk to the
honor.
The fayes.
You tell me
Ken. There's a beautiful story of a Moshe who was once being collected to be taken to an asifat harabonim. It was a cold winter's day, and the last person to be collected was Rav Moshe. And as Rav Moshe walked to the car, so an oni came over to him and asked him for money. So Rav Moshe took out some money, gave it, and was talking to him for about 5 or 10 minutes, of freezing cold. And the Rabbonim inside said, "Eddie, come inside the car." So he said, "No, I'm talking to this person." Right. And it was freezing cold. And so they said, "But he only wanted the money." So Moshe said, "No, you're wrong. He didn't want the money. He wanted my attention. He wanted to talk to me. Not enough just to give the money, to be mafayis him, to make him feel good." And that's the she'ez nachalasa, to feel for somebody else. That's the middle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll see next week on both sides. That's the middle which we have to try and take off next week.